Thank you for the opportunity. I was asked to share my thoughts. Share my thoughts on the wonder of the Easter event. I have about 70 or 75 years worth of memories of this celebration. I have more of Christmas. The fourth set of words from the cross came from the heart. My God, why have you forsaken me? Those words from Christ had been said as a group centuries before by King David. Read Psalms 22, verse 1. My God, why have thou forsaken me? And the prophecy, the prophetic sayings that the Messiah was suffer with pierced nails in his feet and his hands. They would pierce his body. They would cast lots for his clothes. In the Gospels of Mark and Matthew, they said in Hebrew, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. That's Aramaic, Aramaic and Hebrew. Eli, Eli was misunderstood. They thought he was soliciting Elijah to come back and help him off the cross. He was not. It was not a complaint. He was enduring unexplainable pain and suffering. His sorrow, his anguish was that he and God had become separated. And that God had forgotten about him, had abandoned him on the cross. And that was an anguish that was almost unbearable to Christ. Three times he had willed, take this cup from me. Three times it was decided in the prayers he gave, it is not my will, but it is your will that will be done. And God gave his only Son that bled for us and sacrificed his life as redemption for our debt, our sins. There's a hymn, if you'll remember, in your mind's eye. That hymn says, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they pierced his side? When they laid him in the tomb? That's cause to tremble, tremble, tremble. But Christ finished his mission. He went to the cross to forgive sins, not his, ours. Three little words to remember. Three little words. Paid in full. Paid in full. Paid in full. So be it. Amen.